Hey everybody, it's me. I'm actually recording this while I'm out and about, walking down the sidewalk, doing some heading out to get a coffee. Anyway, I just wanted to send a quick note. I don't have my Wi-Fi. Obviously, I'm out on the street, so I'm going to send this over 3G, so I won't keep this. This will be short. I think it's interesting to note that, as you know, for those of you who don't know, if you go to candleshore.com/secret1.htm, you will learn about what I'm going to speak. Anyway, for those of you who've been following me, you know that I'm in the middle of a divorce and that this divorce was thrust upon me by my very evil, and I can honestly say that, and when you read the details, I'm sure you'll agree, ex-wife. Anyway, it's interesting. I had a great day today. By the way, I woke up with two candy bars on my nightstand, the two candy bars that I was able to resist last night, so I'm proud of that. But anyway, you know, as most women do these days, certainly women in the middle age and older, my wife had her, soon-to-be ex-wife, had her annual complete physical checkup, I guess it was 2 days ago. And I got a call yesterday. And out of the blue, and she said, hi, and I said, you know, hi, obviously I recognize her voice, and she said, you know, I just wanted you to know, I because, you know, we schedule these things far in advance, and so I knew it was on the calendar from 6 months ago, and of course the nightmare didn't begin until 4 months ago, so she called me around 4 o'clock yesterday, because she had, you know, a whole workup, including colonoscopy, the whole thing, you know, this would. And she called me and to say, well, just wanted you to know, everything's fine at my checkup. You know, everything's good. You know? And I'm thinking, why did you call me? And her voice sounded, you know, kind of sad or empty, call it what you want, maybe even lonely. I don't know. And she goes, well, I thought you might want to know. And I didn't want to be mean because, obviously, you know, there's just no benefit to me in being mean to somebody, certainly after everything has been said and done. But it stunned me that she bothered to think that I would care. Frankly, I did see it on the calendar, but no, I didn't care. I mean, she's not my problem anymore. And she just said, oh, I'm just, you know. Sorry about that. I got interrupted. But anyway, she said, oh, you know, I just thought you'd want to know what happened and everything's fine and everything. And I just sat there listening and I'm thinking, and I eventually said, I said, you know, is it, no one else really cares, do they? Because I realized, like I told her this would happen. And that is that, once the dust settled and her family managed to, or helped assist in ruining our marriage, that once they were able to, you know, put her back in her place, which is being the black sheep of the family, then the interest that they shown in her would wear off. They never gave a damn about what happened to her before she met me, so why would they care afterwards? And it just occurred to me, you know, that she just nobody else cared. I mean, you know, I'm you know, when we were together, I was very much a part of everything that went on. In fact, you know, when she had her surgeries, I mean, I'm the kind of guy you want on the team when you have these kind of problems. And I thought it was interesting that she would call me, the person that she tried to destroy, the person that she, you know, said she couldn't stand, the person that she said was, ruined her life, the person that she lied to the police and the judge. I mean, not the judge, the judge caught up with her. But I'm just saying, it's interesting that the person that she has hurt the most and damaged the most, she actually calls and expects that person to have compassion for her. And it was all I could do to say, I don't give a rat's ass what happens to you or your family. And there was a part of me that wanted to say it. I resented her calling me. And I know it's, you know, she tried to engage me to the point where I would actually start to ask questions, but I didn't. I went against my natural instincts, or I like to say my natural 11 herbs and spices. I just listened, and that to me was showing her more compassion, because let's not forget, when she removed me from my home in the rain at night where I had no place to go and nobody to go to, and let's not forget the fact that, I mean, I had nowhere to go. I mean, I'm, you know, on the street in the rain, and she's in the house. She didn't care what happened to me. She didn't care if I'd gotten mugged or if I'd gotten pneumonia or gotten lost. It didn't matter at that point 4 months ago. So it's just interesting, isn't it? I mean, and you know, I would normally say it would have made, I'd like to say it's a victory for me, but it isn't. I mean, there's nothing victorious about a person who ruins both two lives because of her own stupidity and her own selfishness. So I don't feel victorious at all. I just feel people ask me, why didn't I exercise the privileges the court gave me I won't say retaliate, but injustice to her, because the court was ready to nail her to the cross for the lies she perpetrated against me. And I didn't do it, not because I didn't want to, because I certainly think she deserves it and then some. But I've always said to people, my lawyer and my friend, the biggest payback I can do, or the most punishment she has to deal with, is just being her, because she has no friends. And when you're selfish, and and I mean this, she's done some really mean things, not just to me, but it's interesting, isn't it? Because this is the person that truly tried to destroy me and have my personal liberties taken away just so she could get back into a house that she left on her, you know what I'm saying? And it almost did me in, but that's it. So I that's my good deed for today and for this weekend, is that I did not say anything negative. I just said, well, I have to get back to what I'm doing. And she goes, okay, well, if you want to know anything more, just call me. And I said, okay. And then I just kind of hung up the phone. She hung up. But there was a lot of anger. I felt a lot of rage well up in me after I disconnected the line, in her arrogance and the fact that, as I've said before, she's never, ever respected me or my feelings. And this is just another way of indulging her ego at my expense, because she doesn't care if it affects me that she is trying to, you know, that she calls me. She doesn't care how it might affect me. You know, there's a certain school of thought that says if you're going to, you know, leave somebody or do the wrong thing, they at least have the courtesy to leave the person alone. You don't keep going back and saying, oh, you know. Anyway, there you have it. So I feel good. I mean, it wasn't easy for me to be, I wouldn't say I was nice. I just wasn't mean. To be neutral. It took a lot of effort to be neutral, but I was, and maybe that's some small victory on a personal level for me. And I realized then, you know, it's very sad, because I knew that there's nobody, she couldn't call anybody else, because nobody else really cares, because she's just not that kind of person. And like I said, when you can do what she did to me, that should try to tell you what kind of person she is. And the fact that I haven't retaliated, hopefully will tell all of you maybe that, you know, sometimes we have to rise above our own selfish desires. My desire now is to truly retaliate and destroy her, but I refuse to give into that, because I would feel terrible after the fact. So I'll just let her continue on the path that she put us on, and we'll let justice take its own course. I hope you're all doing well. And remember, I don't know if I gave you the phone number, we're going to be doing a live call-in show. Hopefully, I'm thinking it will be at least 3 nights a week. I'd like to make it every night, but I've got to start off slowly. And I'll be giving more information on that. In the meantime, write this number down, 724-898-1193. 724-898-1193. And if you want to send me an email, you may do so. I'd love to hear from you. You can send an email to secrets@candleshore.com. That's secrets at C-A-N as in Nancy, D as in David, L-E-S-H-O-R-e.com. Remember to make a joyful noise, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.